This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. A story now about how companies that seem dead kind of sometimes aren't. Macy's says it's going to open up Toys R Us shops inside more than 400 of its stores next year. And if you're thinking right now, Kai, wait, man, Toys R Us is bankrupt, went into Chapter 11, shut down its U.S. businesses entirely. Well, you'd be right. That did happen. But as Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports, sometimes dead doesn't actually mean dead.
It's a weird one to explain. Because in the U.S., Toys R Us did go out of business, shut down its stores, laid off more than 30,000 people, sold all its inventory. Then in 2018, there was a bankruptcy auction for the intellectual property that was left over.
That would be the names Toys R Us, Babies R Us, Jeffrey the Giraffe.
James Zahn is senior editor of the Toy Insider.
And the parties involved at the time,
some of the lenders that Toys R Us owed money to,
decided to cancel the auction and keep the IP for themselves.
And they tried to monetize it. They opened pop-up shops at Kroger under the name Jeffrey's Toy Box. They partnered with Target to have the Toys R Us website send customers to Target.com. They even opened a couple experiential stores, then shut them down in the pandemic. And now here we are with the Macy's partnership. The lenders aren't calling the shots anymore. Toys R Us is now controlled by a brand management company called WHP Global. And it's not actually a retailer anymore.
They do not operate any retail stores. They do not operate their e-commerce. You could essentially say that they're an IP company.
That's why this partnership with Macy's is so important.
Steph Wissink is a managing director and senior research analyst at Jefferies.
Macy's is a retailer that has real estate stores. Macy's is a retailer that has an inventory purchasing infrastructure.
What Macy's wants is more customers, and it's betting that the Toys R Us name will bring them into stores. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.